This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Getting ready for tonight's All-Star Game, ATL Stand Up. First time we've had it in our wonderful city in 25 years. 2000 was the last time at the TED. A lot of things have changed, and next week, Falcons training camp. Mike and I will be broadcasting live from there a variety of days. Stay tuned, because every day that we're at camp, we're going to be doing our show at the Hooters.
Hooters.
All right, and we'll be letting you guys know. Come out and join us, man. We have such a good time
the
doing
Mall
training
of,
camp.
Mall of Georgia, Carl, sorry to cut you off. Mall of Georgia has become like our home away from home. I think it's now our third summer now. We will be doing some special shows up there. We got a great crowd. It's so much fun. We get that place packed to the gills.
Yeah, it's fun.
So looking forward to being up here all start on Thursday.
Falcons training camp, July 24th through August 13th. We're gonna bring you not just us guys, the entire all of our on-air staff, all of our hosts, exclusive on-site coverage, the morning shift, Steakhouse, Andy and Randy, all broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. And then to wrap things up, we take the party over to the Hooters at Mall of Georgia. So make sure you join us. It's brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, windownation.com, or call 866-90-NATION. And also, live coverage of Falcons training camp, again, can be heard starting July 24th. Today, Kirby Smart spoke to the media, but he also stopped by Andy and Randy to talk with the guys a little bit earlier here. And we want you to hear what Kirby said because, again, expectations always high at Georgia. He said today, before he came on with Andy and Randy, hey, I have a young team. There's a lot of guys we lost with a bunch of experience over the last few years, and Andy asked him the first thing was, how are you dealing with that? How are you getting these young guys up to speed?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's hard to be on that other side because what happens to kids if, you know, if they get to the third, fourth year, they're not starting or playing, they're gone. And that's just kind of the way of the world. I mean, it is what it is. There's no wait around and go play now. It's if I'm not playing, I'm gone. So you got to get those young guys ready faster than ever before. I mean, it's always that way, but you felt like back in the day, it was like, okay, well, I'll wait my turn. Now there's no wait turn. It's like I got to get on the field.
Yeah, I mean, you just used a phrase that we use a lot when talking about various conversations in this era of college football, which is, it is what it is. Maybe you don't like it, but you can argue with it if you want. It's not changing. From your perspective, and your motto is the standard, what's the hardest change that you've had to accept?
I feel like the hardest change is not the money at all. The money I'm great with. It's the transient. It's the ability to move twice when things get hard. Like I find that not easy to handle because I'm trying to accumulate a team and make the best team I can possibly have. And if a kid can move one time a year, that's great. When they move twice a year, it makes it where you never have a team. Like you never have a core. So I'm not, you know, that's probably the hardest part to navigate. If you could take that out and say, okay, you move once and I got my team the rest of the time, I'm good. Give me the soldiers that want to be here and go play. Let's go do it.
Kirby, how was this team? Because every year I remember when the national championship team said, well, no, that team won it, not you guys, all these different things. So every year is a different team. What is it about? And I know it's still early and you got camp and everything like you were saying. What have you learned about this team right now that is currently constructed getting ready for the season?
A bunch of hungry dudes, man, because they feel like they haven't accomplished anything. There's a lot of them that haven't started before. So it's like, okay, I played, but I hadn't started. Okay, I played, but I hadn't started. I feel like last year it was a lot of returning starters. And some of them, you know, say what you want. When you're a starter, you get comfortable sometimes. Right. These guys are not comfortable. They're kind of like, okay, how am I going to leave my mark? This is my year. So it seems a little more energy, a little more enthusiasm as it's new to them, but they also haven't been in those moments. Those big moments and those tough games.
Georgia head football coach Kirby Smart joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Talked about the player movement and not having maybe third and fourth year guys. One thing you do have from a continuity standpoint is the same coaching staff.
Yes.
And that's actually true across the league. Like, it's all the same head coaches, a lot of the same
coordinators. Hey, bro, you can't fire nobody when you're paying these players.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. That's what I was going to ask you if you had a theory about what that's
about. Administrators slowed all that firing down, boy. They saw them contracts, and they said, ooh, woo. That's the one thing. No, you ain't heard one coach complain about that. The coaches are like, you know what? I'm good, man. They can't fire me. They got to pay me.
That's funny. That was my theory
exactly.
earlier.
He said it earlier.
I didn't know if that was real or not, but if you say it is.
I don't know if it is. I'm not an administrator, so I don't know that. But I know that there's been less movement. You know, as there's more parity, there's less reason, too. You know, I mean, everybody's on the hot seat, but an AD sitting there going, okay, wait a second. So you're telling me I'm gonna fire this guy, and if I fire him, every player on my team can walk out the door within 30 days. And so they're like, well, I don't want to have to pay everybody an extra pay raise. The pay raises they would pay on the 30 days of guys navigating the portal would way outweigh that buyout they had to pay on that coach.
Right.
Kirby, I know because we were having fun with the whole thing as far as not naming who the starter is, and we had fun with Everett about, are you the starting corner and all those different things. No, I'm not. I still have to earn it. And I know that's a big part of what you believe in. But your quarterback room in general, because you were talking about young and youth and all this, your quarterback room is just along with that youth also.
Yeah, a bunch of babies in there. I mean, Puglisi feels like he just got here, you know, and he's the guy that's battling with Gunner. And he was here last year, but he didn't get much reps in the spring. He had an injury, and then he didn't get a ton of reps in the fall. So, you know, we go into the year very different than years past. I mean, we had a Carson, Brock, Gunner year where it felt like all three of them were old. And then Brock disappeared, and it was Carson and Gunner. And now Gunner seems old, but he's new, and then everybody underneath him is really young.
I've heard you say a couple times that last year was the best coaching job that you and your staff have done. Why do you say that?
Easily. Because, number one, the schedule we had to navigate.
Yes.
Number two, winning the toughest conference in the world to win. Okay. And number three, going on the road and doing what we did. And I thought our staff managed that incredibly well, and our staff did an awesome job.
How about the big boys up front, Kirby? I mean, because that's been the staple of most teams since, you know, whatever, as far as the trenches. You talk about this conference, it's all about the trenches. How is that going with you? Because you do have youth up front on both sides of the line.
Yeah, it's going to be a new year, man. We felt like we had a lot of vets on the offensive line that are just gone, just tons of starts. And I don't know how big a talent drop-off it's going to be as much as it is an experience drop-off. And then D-line, same way. I mean, Warren Brinson and Nas Stackhouse were around forever. Throw Mike Hill and Ty in there, they were there forever. And now you've got a lot of new guys. And I don't know. It's just going to be a really different kind of year in terms of the offensive and defensive line. There's just new faces. And I'm hoping that maybe they play harder. You know, maybe they play with more passion, fire, and energy and get an opportunity to do that.
Have you – we didn't get a chance to hear the media availability earlier as we've been on the air. We'll hear it later. But is there a message? Is there a motto? Like a couple years ago it was be the hunter, not the hunted. Yeah. What is it for this year's team?
I wouldn't say there is one. I mean, if anything, it's we're trying to play with fire, passion, and energy, and I want to see that. I want to see it, like, tangible. I want to see it in, like, your movements. But not so much a mantra. It's just show me how much you care. Don't come here and just say you're going to collect a check, because we're going to keep it moving if you do.
Last one for me, Kirby. Kirby, do you feel like you guys – I know you don't, but I'm going to ask this anyway, because this. I'm not a media guy, but this is a media guy question. All right, so
right. Oh,
so,
wow.
So take it like that.
Wow.
Do you feel like you're underdogs? Do you feel like you're underrated right now? Not talked about right now?
I feel like we're not talked about. I don't know if I feel like we're underdogs. You know, I mean, when somebody says, "Oh, well, they predicted y'all to win the SEC," or "They predicted Texas to win this," I mean, that's obvious. They do that every year. They're going to pick, you know, whoever won it the year before. So maybe slept on, not talked about. But I don't know if underdogs is the right role or not.
Final one from us, and again, thanks for the time. We appreciate it as always. Yeah. With the anniversary. Everybody out there would love to be coached by Kirby. Most people don't get to be. A lot of husbands listening. What would you tell the newly married, the young husbands in the audience?
Oh, boy. It'll never be the same, brother. Hey, you better get your guys strip on the calendar early.
This man's sweating over here. That question, Andy, you got it. He's sweating over here.
You better get the guys stripping the guys' weekend on the calendar early. Early. Mow that lawn, baby.
Thank you, Kirby.
Hey, Kirby. Appreciate
Thank
it, baby.
Y'all. Good talking to you, Sir Randy.
Whatever, man. Bye, man. Good luck, Coach. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Great stuff, man, with a coach.
It's baffling to me how fast time flies.
Right.
I remember being at home and getting the news that Georgia was firing Coach Mark Richt. And they were hiring Kirby Smart. And the news at that time, that particular weekend, was, because he's at Alabama, is Kirby coming now? Is he going to play through the bowl game? What's happening? And it was just a frenzy, and now you look up, and it's been 10 years.
Right. Remember the first time we interviewed Kirby, he basically told us on the air and off the air.
We're big enough.
I got to get this. I got to fix this offensive line first. I got to get bigger guys on both sides in the trenches. And then nearly won a championship his second year in. And, of course, the rest is history. And now dealing with this new world we're living in where money maybe trumps coaching. Because if you get the two programs, we said it all day today, with the news of Grayson High School's Tyler Atkinson, 5-star linebacker, number one player in the state of Georgia, going to Austin, Texas to play for Coach Sark, that's the money. Because you get coached up at Georgia Carlson, it's more about the depth chart, but then you can't, that gets back to the conundrum. You can't stack the talent like Kirby did for the 21 and 22 national championship seasons.
Yeah, I'm having an argument right now with Jacob. We're going back and forth because he's basically saying players want to be paid first, and that was the deciding factor in this young man's decision, right? The number one player in the state. And I'm just like, you're not seeing the bigger picture. Georgia could have easily matched the money if they wanted to, right? If you're just thinking like, all right, this is just who's going to pay him more, ultimately, as I said to him, all kids want to play, man. They want to play as fast as they can. And even going back to when I was coming out of school, when am I playing? Like, how soon am I getting on the field? That still matters. Right. The pay is the pay. And let me say this. If you're one of these elite guys – guys, we're not talking about that much more. Like, if you're going to tell me, like, oh, they were going to give him X amount, you know, millions of dollars more, I don't know where that's coming from, but if that's the case and you believe that, fine. I just think sometimes it still comes down to, am I going to go there and have to sit, Mike, because nobody wants to sit now. And right. Georgia is they're loaded in their linebacker room, and I think that probably played a role because he talked about the relationship that he had with Georgia coaches. He's a Georgia boy.
Right.
It's not like he didn't have a relationship with the Georgia coaches. By the way, Clemson was in on him too. Dabo Swinney was in on him too. But I'm arguing with Jacob about this because, yes, the money it plays a role. But Kirby just told you, for him, it's bigger than that.
Right. Now, currently, and this is before everybody gets signed, but if you look at the top 10 payrolls for us, what players are getting right now, Georgia is not in that top 10. So get back to Kirby talking about, you know, you want to be coached hard, going to be coached hard. But, yeah, to Carl's point, you know, guys want to play. But I just think what made Georgia special, what certainly made Alabama special, they had running backs that didn't play for 3 years.
Not doing that now.
Who's doing that now? Nobody.
Not doing
that. So that's how you have to try to pivot what made the Ohio State thing. And it's funny, we talked to Bruce Feldman, and he agreed. He says, look, you got Ohio State, you got Michigan, but the rest of the Big Ten is a whole lot of nothing. You know what I mean? Wisconsin. And, but the thing is, Ohio State and, you know, Michigan, they can chirp, but their fans can chirp because the SEC's teams didn't beat them in the bowl games. So the measuring stick of head-to-head still goes down. What we all know about the SEC is top to bottom is still the better conference, but a lot of chirping right now for the Big Ten because when you go back-to-back with your natties, you can do that.
No doubt. Speaking of Georgia, we're going to let you hear what Gunnar Stockton had to say. He also spoke to the media today, guys, talking about what he learned last season.
And what stands out to him when it comes down to this wide receiving core? Because, guys, Georgia led the country in drop balls last year.
Tell me about it.
All right. We'll talk to about Gunnar Stockton when we come back.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Enough for the All-Star game. You excited, by the way? I mean, like, yes. What's your excitement level?
At an 11, because I've only been to one. I mean, I've covered some. I've been, you know, around it. But in the old days, there was kind of a pecking order at my old station.
Okay.
I've got the press box seats.
I was going to say, let me guess who's first.
I mean, we went to the 99 World Series, Braves-Yankees.
Yeah.
Steaks. So where are my seats? Steak? Oh, yeah, that's you don't.
2 hours to do that in my sleep.
So steak goes into Yankee Stadium.
Yeah,
I'm at a bar in Manhattan
watching the
game with my friends.
Right. You know, you're in and around.
Yeah,
but
my buddy Wolverton got to go, but I didn't get to. You know, our producer got to go, but
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the same thing. Florida State, Virginia Tech. You know, national championship game. I go, oh, where's my press pass? Oh no, you don't. You don't get it. I had to go buy a ticket to watch Florida State, Virginia. So yeah, there was a. So I've been around All-Star games.
Did he go? By the way,
I've just never been, you know, there for it. The only All-Star game I've attended that I was actually in the building. My father had tickets. He had a friend who couldn't make it. It was last minute, and my dad's like, "Hey, I was supposed to go down to Florida to see my Nana."
Yeah.
And the old man's like, "Hey." He goes, what do you think about we drove all the way up the New York State Thruway. Says, I got two tickets, Montreal. I go, let's go. Because we've been to Montreal for the race before as a kid. So my dad and I went. It was 1982 at Old Olympic Stadium. And, yeah, man, it was an amazing time. Pete Rose, that's when the Dodgers and the Phillies kind of dominated that All-Star team. So Pete Rose, Mike Schmidt, Steve good. Garvey, all those guys.
Mid-80s,
yeah. Something else. A couple of Astros. Astros were good back then.
Mid-80s, yeah.
But, yeah, so that's my only All-Star game. And like a little kid last night with the home run derby.
Well,
it was so
look,
much fun.
Sorry to
I
cut
asked
you off.
The,
I'm not that
I excited.
I want to say something else.
I asked the question. Come on, Steak. You got the fastest 2 hours in radio. I asked the question because I don't know. It's hard to get a sense of the excitement. Are you a Cubs fan, by the way? You're a Cubs fan? Okay.
There you go.
She's walking by. I don't know. Maybe you're just wearing a shirt.
From the south side.
Maybe
to
you're just
the
wearing
Atlanta.
A shirt.
Yeah. There we go.
Is that your, are you
oh, that's the White Sox. All right, that's right.
Sisters?
That's
right. All right. So the sister, one is a Braves fan, and she's a Cubs fan.
Sorry. South side, White Sox, north side, Cubs.
Correct. Correctamundo.
Yep.
Yes. And you guys are good this year, by the way. Cubs are doing really well.
That's right.
All right. And it's funny that we're talking about this because I can't get the sense of the excitement level.
Yeah, I mean, just you wish the Braves didn't suck right now.
Yeah.
That's at the bottom line, the Braves are awful. It does take a little luster off. But last night, I mean, I saw a million Acuna jerseys. If he was in that home run derby,
would have been on.
And it was cooking. No, look, Matt Olson did the best he could. But, yeah, it was just – it would have been popping if Acuna was doing his thing.
No doubt. And, again, that's why I – you know, again, I'm making a big deal of him not leading off. How can you not lead off in your home city? But that's besides the point. But you know, if he plays well, gets a couple of knocks, maybe a home run, man, I'll feel really good. He will have repped the city. Maybe he's the MVP of the game. Who knows? But
another one, 2000 All-Star game here in Atlanta. Steak, where are my tickets? Oh, talk to Matt Edgar. I don't know if we got a credential for you.
Really? Did he go?
Of course. I believe he was in the suite with clients.
Okay, all right.
And apparently had a ticket for me.
Yeah, I was here for that game, the 2000 game.
Yes.
That was cool. That was
I was here.
Yes.
I was right across the street at Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I took a cab back to Buckhead. Watched the game at Lulu's.
That was a good time. Yeah. But bottom line is, man, I hope if you're going tonight, have fun. It literally is. And Mike, we're making fun, but it literally is a once in a lifetime experience.
Right.
Because here's the deal. To Mike's point, next year, the year after next, unless you are just a hardcore baseball fan, it is rare it comes to your city. It's in your backyard.
Right.
You have a chance to witness it. So, you know, unless you're one of these people that just travels around. But I just say all that to get back to, like, I hope you're excited to go and check it out and have fun despite the Braves season, because you got to put that aside. Tonight, you got to put that aside and just go, man, I am watching the best baseball players on the planet.
Right. And as we said, it's kind of cool to have the Yankees kind of dovetail with the following homestand here in Atlanta. But, yeah, that is kind of neat that you've got all these, you know, again, guys, we know with ESPN, that's what kind of took away some of the mystique. Carl, you touched on this yesterday. You'd only see American League pitchers literally on This Week in Baseball or the Saturday game with Tony Kubek and Joe Garagiola.
You didn't see him.
Right? Or Monday Night Baseball with Howard Cosell back in the day.
They were almost like the Loch Ness Monster. They were like.
You knew they existed.
Yes, but you didn't see him. You didn't
exactly,
see him, right?
Exactly
and then it was like, this is my only chance to see him, which is why. When you went to an American League city, if you grew up in a National League city, it was a big deal because, like, oh, I get to see these guys that I never get a chance to watch. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. I'm curious. Excitement level, where are you at? Are you going tonight? And, oh, if we get a couple phone calls, we'll take them, man, because I'm just curious. I want to test the pulse a little bit because when we talk about this leading up to the game – and, Mike, let me ask you this, by the way. Did the game get taken away, hurt? This opportunity, is it completely separate? I mean, we're 4 years
remember
removed.
Remember, 21, we were a game under .500 at the All-Star break.
That's right.
And
That's right.
We would have been on our bag because Acuna would have been lost.
That's true.
So it would have been maybe a different vibe. You know, I don't know how many members of the night shift might have made it as a bullpen because generally you're going with starters and maybe a few closers.
But that didn't click till the second half, right?
I mean, that's just it. So if you go back and look, you know, maybe Austin Riley's on that team. You know,
yeah.
I mean, game. I'm going to go back and look at who our Braves were in 21. But, yeah.
Because remember, we didn't get really hot, guys, until the second half of the season.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, I know everybody remembers us winning the World Series.
Still won 88 games. I mean, that's the thing.
But we didn't get hot.
Right. It's a good point.
I wonder. And I think it's completely separate. We're so far removed. I mean, hell, 2 years is a long time, let alone 21. So, with that said, I think it stands alone by itself. But I don't know. I'm excited, but I don't know how. And having people from out of town, obviously, like this lovely lady and her sister here, and, you know, that's cool. Everybody, we've seen a bunch of different jerseys and hats and all kind of different stuff, people repping their teams. But
it was neat. It truly was. You know, it's funny because I was joking around about it earlier. It's something that, you know, when they went to those Nike uniforms in 21, it
terrible.
just crushed me. I was like, what is that? Because I remember, and Vince Scully used to use that line, It's like, and the kaleidoscope of color, you know, because that's what it was.
It was.
And in the old days, National League had some amazing uniforms. The Astros,
Rainbows.
I still love those Astros jerseys.
Rainbows.
Back in the old days, the Braves, you know, I still think the best Braves throwback is the 74. I mean, the Dale Murphy early 80s are great, but I love the 74,
okay,
which they kind of rip off in the City Edition. But I'm looking at it right now. Matt Olson was an all-reserve. Of course, he was playing for the A's in 21.
Right, right, right.
But as far as the National League, let me slide it on down here. Yeah, man, you had only a couple. It was Ozzie Albies was reserve. It was Freddie Freeman starting at first base.
Freeman, yeah.
Ronald Acuna was there, elected starter, but, of course, hurt with the injury.
Yeah, he was hurt. Interesting. Yeah,
reflection. Had it been here in Atlanta, it would have been, bittersweet.
Well, I will say this. This is what would have been cool about it. God rest his soul. Henry Aaron would have been able to witness it.
Right.
And that alone would have brought a special feeling to that particular game.
Right.
When we lost it, we were like, okay, we'll get it back, and hopefully Henry's around. Obviously, that's not the case. And I think, Mike, that's another part of this, to honor the all-time greats. You know, I was looking at this, and whether it's Bobby Cox, who's a Hall of Famer, all those great teams in the 90s that won, 14 consecutive from the early, from the 90s into the early 2000s, 14 consecutive division titles. But you had a bunch of guys that spent a decade here.
Right.
And they're all Hall of Famers, from Smoltz to Maddox, right, to all these guys. Chipper, they all spent over a decade. And my point is, like, that's the other thing that helps make this, like, bringing it all together is we're honoring the greats that have played, and we're also honoring the guys that are currently playing and the present folks, but I think that tie-in to Henry Aaron, we didn't get a chance to do that.
No, man. As I mentioned, in 21, that was over the voting rights. It was. A guy sent me up in the text line. He goes, how did this start? It was Tony Clark of the Players Association. They made the beef to MLB, and some would say Rob Manfred backed down because, again, nothing's changed. And I'm not debating this because I got into that debate, and that's a rabbit hole I wish I had not gone down about the voting bill, but it is what it is. It's still on the books, and here we are. So, and at the time in 21, there were more, if you feel that for whatever reason, you don't like this, the way the voting bill that was passed, how it's written, there's a lot more Carl Draconian bills that are on the books in other states that have subsequently hosted All-Star games. That's why the governor and a lot of Braves fans felt we got hosed. But anyway, two guys from the Braves started that one in Colorado. We mentioned Ronald Acuna. He couldn't start because obviously he was injured. But Freddie Freeman. And Freddie, by the way, I think it's going to be a super emotional vibe for Freddie tonight when he gets introduced.
Yeah, look, I'm on record. I said it last week, and a lot of people, we had fun with it, about Freddie crying and the fact that I said he will cry when he comes back. And, Abe was in for you, and Abe was like, well, at what point?
I'm going to say when he's on the first baseline.
I said the introductions.
Yeah, when he's standing on the first baseline, he comes out and gets that ovation. I think you'll see some waterworks.
And the notion is, well, we've done this. Yeah, but there's a special place in our hearts for Freddie, and he's going to feel that. But he's gonna let it go tonight. He's going to let it go. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. But he's going to let it go.
Although Tom Hanks did say there is no crying in baseball. By the way, no Braves pitchers in the 2021 All-Star Game.
Yeah.
Because remember the injuries?
Well, that's the issue.
The young guys back and forth with Gwinnett?
We don't have a dude.
Additions at the trade deadline?
Sell is that guy. He would have been there. But, I mean, that's the other part of this. 404-726-0929. I want to mention this. This has nothing to do with baseball. I just saw this because we had L. Duncan on the show yesterday. Big shout out to L. But she was talking to Mark Spears on SportsCenter about Trae Young. And Trae Young did not attend the Jordan Brand event in Greece, which was a big party. If you didn't see all the social media on this, I mean, it was a who's who was there, all right? And the reason is that Mark Spears says Trae is showing his commitment to Atlanta by actually turning down opportunities to be with Jordan Brand in Greece. He went to Vegas to be with the team.
So Trey's hanging out. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to be in Greece with Michael Jordan, but you're in Vegas. Not a bad time. But Trae developing the younger guys. And so, by the way, Kobe Bufkins had two great games.
Looks good.
And I know, look, with all due respect, we used to make fun of Rick Kamla for following the Summer League like it was the NBA Finals.
Yes.
But, hey, you want to see your younger players in their second or whatever year it is developing. And Bufkins actually been pretty good.
He has looked good. I just
this
think,
isn't
guys,
passion. There's a little anger in here.
Mm-hmm. This is what we're telling.
By the way, Rick Kamla, I think, was going to throw down with me the day I said,
"Oh, he was
nobody
so
gives
hot.
A about the
he was
Summer League.
He was so mad." but what we're telling you is Trae was at Asa
Asa Newell's introductory press conference. Mm-hmm. Didn't have to be there. And now we're finding out, yo, instead of going over and kicking it in Greece, to Mike's point, and having a great time, probably, he says, no, I'm going to go to Vegas and support the Summer League team. I don't know what you guys are thinking, but that's leadership. Like, that's a guy who's saying I'm all in and committed. And I just wanted to mention that because we haven't really talked a little bit about about the Summer League today, but that's interesting. All right, Mike, we got some guy talk on the way, man. Falcon Report's coming up. More on what's going down here at Cobb Galleria. 92.9 The Game, we've got you covered, not only for SEC Media Week, but also for the All-Star Game tonight. All right, Mike, what's coming up?
Hey, man, as we just mentioned, there's no crying in baseball, but what major leaguer, big stud, feels there should be fighting in baseball.
Fighting?
Along the lines of the NHL, like dropping the gloves.
Wow.
And making it legal. We'll tell you about that. Coming up next, live from Murph's, right next to the All-Star Village, guys, Cobb Galleria. Be here till 6 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, man, live from Murph's, getting ready for the All-Star Game. It looks like the weather, knock wood, is going to cooperate. There was a chance, maybe a little bit of shower, but it's okay. A little bit of cloud cover, cooling it off. It was hot. I mean, real hot. How hot?
How hot?
Earmuffs, kids, hot as balls. It was really hot yesterday walking into the stadium. Going over the pedestrian bridge,
There's no coverage.
Well, I'm glad I have my stent put in, because otherwise a local radio host passes out on pedestrian bridge filming 11. But, yeah, man, it was hot. All right, man. Pete Alonso basically says if there's a rule he would change in Major League Baseball, he would say that folks should not be ejected for charging the mound or fighting. Basically saying we should make this like the NHL, where the only rule in the NHL is you can't have a third guy in the scrap.
You know, just those two.
Mono-a-mono.
Just those two.
And that's cool. That's why I love the NHL, because, you know, whether it's NBA, nothing drives me crazier than watching these soccer guys do, like, the one-arm shove or, like, the guy on nose to nose. You guys aren't going to do jack. You're going to go roll around on the ground and grab your shin for, like, 10 minutes. But, no, Alonso says that he would allow fighting. So if a guy comes inside, you go right up to the mound, pow, take your best swing at that pitcher. Catcher can't tackle you. And let's go one-on-one. And see if that pitcher wants to come inside on a guy the size of the polar bear.
Ratings are up 300% for Major League Baseball this
Correct.
Year.
Correct.
Let me tell you something. I like this. And I like it because only because, first of all, it's not going to happen every day. I know the people hear this and they're like, oh, it's barbaric. No, it's not.
Barbaric.
Yes. hockey polices itself.
Yes.
Major League Baseball does. The problem with the MLB is it's these unspoken rules. You hit my guy, I got to hit your guy. You hit one of my guys, I got to hit your star.
You stole the base and you're up 10 runs. Now I got to plunk you.
Correct. Yeah. So this settles all of that. Mike, let's just get it on. Like you said, though, none of the dirty play. Does this mean the bullpen can't run out either? Like, because you know how those guys run from the bullpen.
Because you know me. You know where I come down at. When Bryce Harper comes around second base.
It should have been on.
And he's staring at Orlando Arcia. Arcia should have walked right up to him. Come on, you want to go? Pow! Right there. Have the scrap and then let him finish his trot around the bases. And then get his home run. Because to me, this is where, and I will die on this hill with any analytics nerd, anybody who wants to throw stats or numbers, to me, the Braves have died when you didn't step up to Bryce Harper. It is basically the equivalent of when that ball leaves the hands of Mark Wahlers and Leiritz puts it over the wall in left field.
Yeah, it was terrible.
To me, that's the high water mark of those 90s Braves teams. It's almost like Pickett's charge if you're the South. That's as good as it got. And for me, the Braves lost their mojo, lost their balls, lost a lot of stuff when they didn't step up. When they let the Phillies turn in an inconsequential comment in a clubhouse into a rallying cry, and you didn't step to Bryce. You didn't match Bryce Harper and the Phillies' intensity.
Yeah, the energy matters. I would also ask again, and this goes back to something I've been asking for the last few years because, you know, defending Acuña has been my thing.
Right.
Who are those guys in this clubhouse? Who are those guys?
Or was there a meet-on with him and Freddie, and that's why
maybe
there was whenever Don Mattingly, specifically the Marlins, would always come inside.
Maybe.
You know, and no one ever seemed to have his back. No one – when you're getting blown out, what you didn't want it to look embarrassing. The Braves are getting beat by the Cardinals by 20 runs, so you can't have somebody come out there and throw hands on somebody when they bump, they beamed Acuña.
Yeah.
And that's Schilt, by the way, who's a creep, but he's got an edge as a manager.
No, he does, and his team plays that way. Look, there's a lot of things I don't like. One, Pete Alonso's a Met. Number two,
right.
I do like the idea of proposing something like this. Again, people would think this is crazy, but you really want to police the game and let it police itself? This you let this thing handle it like this?
Right.
Man on man, right? No teaming up, no bullpens running out and everybody on the field. But that would still happen because it's a team game.
But again, 15 guys, you know, the bullpen coming out and the 20 guys just grabbing a guy of equal or lesser value, that's not a fight.
No.
A fight is, throwing. That's why, in the NBA, I always laugh because, well, then let's go.
I just watched, I want to say recently, Mike, it may have been 85, Padres-Braves brawl. Holy crap.
It never ended.
This thing was a street fight for like 40 minutes.
But that Padres team, like that Phillies team.
It went on and on.
And look, that Padres team had swagger.
They had attitude.
That's the one that remember Tommy Lasorda? Oh, this Kurt Bavakwa blank blanker. But I mean, right now, for instance, the Dodgers-Padres, they've been scrapping.
Yes, they have. And by the way, they're going to.
Right.
Watch what I tell you. The last series, I think, is at San Diego. That is about to pop off between those two teams.
Let's see. Let's again.
Because they've hit Machado.
You know what? Let's get a couple of square offs. You over here on this on-deck circle. You over here. Let's get it on. Get Mills Lane out there. Speaking of baseball players, irked. Phillies upset. Feeling that Ranger Suarez, Christopher Sanchez, a bunch of guys didn't make the All-Star team. Trey Turner's not an All-Star this year. But what's really upsetting Trey Turner – and he's not alone in this one. It's what's going on with the Milwaukee Brewers. A rookie, Mizrowski, who's only played five games. He's pitched in five games, making the All-Star team. You and I were talking about this before the show.
Yeah.
Baseball is looking at him as like the next, one of the potential next big things.
Sure.
And he's only started five games. Remember the same controversy with Yasiel Puig when he was a Dodger and he just got called up in May And you made the All-Star team.
Yeah.
But he was putting on a show.
He was. He was hot, hitting home runs. Everybody was intrigued. He was going to be the next big Cuban sensation. And then he fell off, right? I think it was Big O said he was actually going to be a Brave, caught COVID, and then that went away.
He just fell off the planet, had some off-the-field issues in his personal life. What a joke. That's blanking terrible, says Trey Turner. He says, hey, man, that's how MLB does it now, said JT Realmuto. Nothing against Mizorowski, kid, but Sanchez and Suarez are deserving of being on the team. So Philly, they're in their bag, which, again, makes me kind of happy as well. All right, brother man. I was talking with Carl earlier about when the Braves were bad. And even though I grew up in New York, and again, guys, had I known I was going to be doing radio with Carl and working at the old 790, I would have told Dad to move to Fulton County. But it's not the way it works.
All right.
So, but at the time, kindred vibe. The Mets were terrible for much of my childhood, just as the Braves were terrible for many people's childhoods of the same age. I went back and I looked at some of those Braves guys who made the All-Star team when this Braves team was kind of, well, off in the weeds. Let me throw some names at you. I mentioned earlier, Gary Matthews, 1977. Willie Montanez, Andy Messersmith, the guy that Ted Turner wanted to wear the name Channel on his back. His number was 17 to promote TBS.
Wow.
Major League Baseball, Bowie Kuhn, the commissioner, would not allow Ted Turner.
No, he wouldn't.
He had the uniform printed up. Andy Messersmith, who was the first million-dollar man, was going to wear Channel 17 on his back.
Yeah, I remember that was a big deal. That was
right.
A big controversy.
Needless to say, that didn't happen. 75, it was Phil Niekro. And 74, the Braves were marginally good, but Hank Aaron, Ralph Garbus, Capra. Real quick, I brought the present day. Remember when you and I would say, wait till... At that time, it was SunTrust. Wait till we get to the new ballpark.
Correct.
Then it became Truist. Okay, 2015, Shelby Miller was the lone Braves
That's
All-Star.
That's unbelievable.
2016, Julio Teheran, the lone Braves
Pitcher.
All-Star.
Wow.
2017, Ender Inciarte. Wow. How about them apples, right? Yeah, so I just want to give you some perspective and some historical perspective on. Isn't that something, though?
That is. I mean, like, it just tells you how thin it was.
Right.
And then how good the roster got. Because right in 23, when we had all those guys hitting, we had like 8 All-Stars, didn't we?
That's correct.
Like in 23. Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Hey, man, I was at the Home Run Derby last night. Great energy. First time I've ever been. Again, Steak took the tickets all the time. I never got to be inside for the Home Run Derby.
Wait, Steak went last night?
Well, at Fenway, we didn't. Building. But anyway, during the Home Run Derby.
I want people to know there's a blue collar side to me.
Okay.
Now, again, if you want to argue that I'd only worked in Atlanta 1 or 2 years and I hadn't earned the right to be in those All-Star broadcasts.
Of course not. Yeah, you got to put in your time.
But if you didn't see it, who's the kid from the Rays? Junior Calderon? So they've got kids out there. You've got youngsters. You got teenagers. Look like they had some junior college or maybe college kids out there shagging flies. Should a kid really be trying to home run, though? Take a listen.
And a soaring drive into the bleachers. That's 5, a low liner. And the kid caught it. It was going over the wall, and he caught it. The short fence in left robs Kevin Arrow, the homer in the Derby.
Dirty.
They went back and looked at it, and they gave it to him.
He got the home run. Yeah, it was like, did he just do that? That was kind of a cool moment. Did you have an angle on that, or did you know?
No, so at the time, I was sitting, as I said, in Section 10, so I'm just at the right of the foul pole, in foul territory. You're kind of in sequence. You're watching balls land over the chop house, or if it's a right-handed hitter, you know, over there by the bullpen. And then, so you're kind of watching the screen, watching the flight of the ball. So I didn't catch it. Then I got home, and I got to tell you, to be at the ballpark was a blessing because I watched it this morning on DVR.
Couldn't watch it?
I think that could be a 500-foot home run right there.
Oh.
I don't know if they could work better launch angle.
Eduardo Perez ruins everything. Can't people at ESPN realize this man, he talks like he's got a softball stuffed down his throat.
He does.
How is this man on television?
How did he sound?
I think this is going to be an atmosphere conducive for home runs.
But that's just me. But no, it was an electric vibe, man. Home Run Derby was a blast, man.
I'll be honest. The only time I turned the volume up last night is when Matt Olson came up. I'll be honest
right
with
on.
You. I didn't turn it up the entire time.
Yeah, it was kind of – Matt did the best he could. It just,
no, he did.
You know,
He did.
It kind of just was what it was. Hey, man, a local kid makes good, Zach Brown Band, multi-zillion recording star. It just announced today that he is going to be in the band in residency at the Sphere.
Oh, cool.
I mean, they're looking to put some really big acts in there. Obviously, U2 had the almost like six-month residency, and since then you've had Dead and Friends and other bands, but Zach Brown Band are going to be coming out with a new record. And due out December 5th, they got collaborations with Snoop Dogg, Dolly Parton, amongst others. And they're going to be heading out to Las Vegas. So pretty cool, man. You can just Google Sphere if you want to get out there. But apparently they're going to have four shows booked December 5th, 6th, 12th, and 13th for Zach Brown Band.
Well, you know.
At an amazing venue.
It is. Congratulations. Look, in anybody's show, if you've just seen some of the footage or you've had a chance to go since this thing opened, the cool thing is it doesn't even have to be your favorite band. To go experience these shows, man, it just enhances everybody's visual show. And so that's going to be cool for fans that are Zach Brown Band's fans.
Hey, one last thing. This is Guy Talk, by the way. We got Falcons Talk, then more on the All-Star game. Falcons, I got a strong opinion on Carl. Maybe I should be doing a fashion report. I talked a lot of haberdashery today.
Okay.
You know, the duds. But today, Steve Sarkisian comes out. He's introduced by Greg Sankey at the podium, and they play the Texas Fight song.
Yes, they do. Don't they?
No.
Where is it at?
They played the Texas A&M fight song.
How dare they?
Yeah, because Texas A&M, I got to be honest.
I don't want to hear this.
It's kind of a cult.
Turn it off right now. I don't want to hear this. Oh, jeez.
So Sarkisian starts walking out, and he's like, should I pause? Should I wait till they reset and put the right music
on?
Who
was in charge of the music?
A guy who's no longer in charge of the music for the Southeastern Conference.
You can't do that.
Yeah, this is going viral. So, yeah, Sark walks out to the Aggie fight style.
And that's terrible.
Needless to say.
Terrible.
I mean, by the way, I don't care what anybody says. Those cheerleader, male cheerleader things are the goofiest things I've ever seen. Come on, Aggies. I mean, I don't know.
Yell leaders.
Yeah, that's you bet they are.
That's what
hey,
they call
man,
them.
That's your Guy Talk live from Murph's here right next to the All-Star Village.
You can turn it down. Oh, I can't stand it. My ears are bleeding.
Yeah. And what is their dog? They got like a collie?
Who cares?
I mean, look, I like my Labradoodle, but you might as well have a Labradoodle as your dog.
Yeah, look, who cares about the
Reveille is their dog, right?
Yeah.
You got a big bull with big horns.
That's right. You damn right we do. Hey, man, coming up, Falcon Report's on the way. All right, find out why Mike's got he's got strong opinions about something that's going on with the Falcons. Also, are we good? Day-Day, we're talking to Bryson Eason. We're going to talk to Bryson Eason. Defensive lineman for Tennessee is going to stop by.
Okay.
Around 5:20. Tennessee in town. Josh Heupel speaking to the media. We'll get you caught up on all the latest. And then we're also going to talk to our guy, Mike Griffith, in the 5 o'clock hour as well. So stay tuned, guys. It's Dukes and Bell.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.